Prayer. Beloved Creator, with immense gratitude for your mercy for the friend, Rav, and the method, give the friends the force of unity and the joy for serving you, so that from this common heart we can raise the prayer of every friend. May we be able to feel at every moment the greatness of the friends who, through their actions, break down the walls and help us appreciate your infinite goodness, and by that allow us to transform the whole of reality. May your light shine over all of humanity. Allow us to exit self-love and reveal you. Amen.
Hello, we are in a lesson on welcoming the bad as much as the good. We'll read selected excerpts. You can find the material in the study materials tab in the Erevut system. You can also send questions. Relevant questions will be asked during the lesson.
We learn that our whole advancement is, as we call it, on both legs. Right, left, left, right, good and bad. And we always start from the left, from the deficiencies, because we are all born from that. This is where we come from the sin of Adam HaRishon, from the revelation of evil, the revelation of our ego, through which we feel all kinds of manners of distancing between us and the Creator. This shows us all of our flaws in the relations between us and nature, the still, vegetative and animate, we with ourselves, we with others. And here, in the relations between us and the others, we're scrutinizing, for the time being, the degree of the speaking between us. From that, we learn how we can come closer to the Creator, to feel Him, to understand Him, and to rise above the animate degree to the true speaking degree. And this is why our whole advancement is in that they reveal the darkness to us, and then light, darkness and light. And this is how it is also written in the Zohar and in many other places. And we also learn this from Tess, that the coarseness is revealed, and upon this coarseness we have to attain restriction screen and reflected light, and then we reach a certain identification with the Creator. And this is how it is each and every time, because we are the created beings, and we always come from the side of negation, from the bad side, seemingly bad side. If we realize that we need to advance towards the Creator, then every bad, every evil that is revealed, we also accept it as good, as a good sign. And this is how we advance. And we need to look at our situations, our states, that of course we're under the control of the Creator and there is none else besides Him, and the way that He reveals to us all kinds of states that are negative, unpleasant, dangerous even, and we need to try to accept them correctly. First of all, that they come from there is none else besides Him. Second, that it is all to help us in our advancement, and that it is always such that as much as we're able to suffer it, it is aimed against our ego. And if this is how we discern everything that comes to us, then we see that the Creator is always giving us an opportunity to advance. in a way that is unpleasant to our ego, in a way and with a direction that we can actually advance towards Him, towards the Creator, and connect with Him, approach Him, and then our whole life is actually take on a good characteristic, a good color. And about this, it is written, those whom the Creator loves, He admonishes. That the Creator puts us into suffering and all kinds of unpleasant states, all those people that He wishes to advance. And in that, we need to see His love. Otherwise, we will not advance towards Him. This is what we should this is how we should interpret our life. Let's start.
פסקת המספר 3. בעניין האיסורים הגשמיים והרוחניים שסבר
Excerpt number 3. There are two ways in the corporeal and spiritual affliction that he suffered prior to repenting.
That is, before we rise to the spiritual degree where we can say about the Creator that He's good and doing good, that when we are going towards Him above reason, even though this is how we feel or how we think, we can rise above that. So before we have such an ability, he says, there are two ways here. One,
all that the Creator does, He does for the best. He sees that were it not for those terrible pains that he had suffered for being immersed in the nature of reception for himself, he would never have been rewarded with repentance. Therefore, he blesses for the bad as he blesses for the good, meaning that the bad causes the good.
Meaning that he has to be in the bad state, the egoistic state. He has to think about himself. He doesn't want to receive anything that is unpleasant. But afterwards, eventually, he can check, measure, weigh how much this bad, when it is revealed, actually pushes him to the good direction. And this good is built out of the bad. And this is how the person can then advance more and more towards the Creator, until the bad becomes good. That's one, and two,
that too is for the best. That is, not only did the evils that were done cause good, but the evils themselves have been inverted to good through very great lights that the Creator illuminated through all those evils until they were inverted into good.
This means that the person entered a bad feeling and he searches what for and why and how to run away from it and what to do until he sees that there is no bad here, but rather the bad that is revealed to him now is in order for him to try to rise above it, to accept it as good, until the bad transforms into good, until anyone who causes him the bad will also be in his eyes as angels who are bringing him this bad state in order for him to turn it into good. And they are actually the ones who are helping him rise to a higher degree, where he discovers the Creator as good above all the bad, and he discovers the bad state as good, and there is nothing bad in the world, only good. And then he sees that the Creator is good and doing good only. And by this, he concludes this degree. It turns out
It turns out that all of man's progress is specifically if he suffers in the situation he's in, as this gives him a thrust forward.
But if he doesn't feel suffering, he will not go forward. He will not advance towards the Creator above the reason which he now received. And this unpleasantness that he now feels, shame, helplessness, lack of understanding, confusions, all of that pushes him to advance. And this is why these states that he now discovers are actually good states. And only thanks to them, thanks to the suffering that are now revealed, he is going forward. And he welcomes the bad even more than he welcomes the good. Because through the bad feeling in each and every degree, he is compelled to rise from it to a higher degree. Through the bad that he feels, he has no choice. He must reach blessing for the bad as for the good. Through the bad that is revealed to him, he can go about reason. So that even though this is how I feel, however, I accept it that it all comes from there is none else besides him, and so it is all to my benefit.
Интересно, он так пишет, что Творец светит во всех этих бедах настолько, что они преобразуются. Вот что значит, что он светит?
He writes here, it's interesting that the Creator shines into these troubles so they are inverted.
It's called that the darkness shall shine as light. We cannot advance if darkness is not revealed in our state. That's our initial state to begin with. We are made of the will to receive. And when we want to rise above ourselves, and here it is important, why do I want to rise above the bad state? Either in order for it to be good for me, so that I'll feel good, so that I'll be respected, or I want to be in the good because I want to bless the Creator. I want to justify His providence. Why did He do this to me? In order to raise me to a degree where I then discover the Creator as good.
А что значит благословляет Творца? Ну и как все-таки подняться над этим расчетом, чтобы мне?
And what is it that we bless the Creator and that we can rise above this calculation of always just having good?
Rising above my state means that I accept the state as good, I accept the Creator as good. His the actions over me, from all directions, it doesn't matter from where, they're all good actions. They come in order to push me up, forward, closer to the Creator. And this is why I see in that only a good, beautiful action from above. And otherwise, I wouldn't rise to a higher degree.
Тут вопрос просто в том, что то есть для того, чтобы благословить Творца, по-честному в сердце, то есть это как
in order to bless the Creator properly from the heart, it has to be a different calculation, not just good, feel good or bad.
A person who wishes to advance, he begins to feel how much the environment is operating on him, the world, his relatives, his friends, anyone who touches him. And then he sees through all of these actions how the Creator is pushing him forward.
Да, доброе утро. Ну, у меня, по сути,
может,
тот же самый вопрос, что и у Влада, потому что не совсем понятно, откуда берется эта сила.
Basically, like Vlad's question, because it's not exactly clear, where is this, that strength to bless, to thank for everything that happens to you in life, in your relative's life? And
you should check where you are, in which direction you're advancing, through which incidents and forces. Why should you advance? And when you make all of these calculations, and there are many others that I cannot now focus on and ask those, when you see where you are, then you ascribe it to there is none else besides him. Now, if it is there is none else besides him in every action, from the beginning to the end, in all the details and the tiny details of all of the actions that go over you, then you need to see in that a force that promotes you towards the goal. If you don't see that, that too is good, but you must see that you do not see it. Then you need to search. How can you justify providence? Because nevertheless, in each and every moment, you are only under the control of the Creator and in no other form. And so, how can you justify him in each and every state? So that not even for a moment do you disconnect from that state that you are in. And every moment you justify the Creator for whatever you're in.
No. Я вот слушаю вас и, честно говоря, понимаю, что у меня нет вот такого.
I hear you, and the truth is, I understand. I don't have such a scrutiny in me. I can agree that yes, it comes from the Creator. I agree. There's truly none else besides Him, and that's it. But this. This point where you began, where is the strength really?
Don't worry about it, it will come. You'll advance along the path, you'll get additional unpleasant states, and then they will teach you from above. This study will come. They will teach you how you need to behave, how to overcome all of these unpleasant states, and how in all of them you should see that there is none else besides him, and he is good and doing good. That by pressuring you from all kinds of directions, he is pressuring you only so that you will come closer to the purpose of creation more and more and more. It will come.
I want to advance by consciousness.
This is why we're studying these articles, especially those by Rabash, so that you will read each and every article a few times and go over them also. This is why we take these excerpts especially, so that I will explain these excerpts to you even more, so that you will know how to use them each and every day.
Спасибо, Раф. Когда есть какие-то помехи, и тебе тяжело продвигаться, и если ты смотришь...
Thank you, Raf. When there are disturbances and it's difficult to advance, if you look at your friends, for whom it's even more difficult, but they put in such efforts, even if they come once a week to the lesson, you feel greatness from the friends. Is that a way that can take you out of this feeling of how bad you are and just pray for the friends?
Very true. You're right. This is something very special and a very strong means.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, we always want to put the goodness on ourselves, but every time we see that, we cannot do it. The ego sees this gap, and then there is a lot of repelling. How is it possible to feel the goodness on us at every moment?
By scrutinizing what is good for me. If I realize that good means bestow, giving, being close to the Creator, and this becomes clarified through the nearness to the friends, nearness to the group, the ten, towards our whole correction, then I try, even though it's against my egoistic desire, I nevertheless try to somehow come closer to it and somehow reach it. If I look at my life, I also see that actually all of the states that seem to me as unpleasant, however, they somehow also direct me towards coming closer to the group and to the purpose of creation, because everything is working against my ego. And in that, I see the Creator's help and my advancement towards. And understand again?
Is it possible to justify the Creator when you feel bad in your egoistic vessels?
Yes, you can justify Him.
And you still don't have spiritual vessels.
I don't know what these vessels are. I know that I can be in a bad state. Listen, that I can be in a bad state, and along with that, I can justify the Creator who created me in such a way, and He is taking me through this bed so that I will disconnect from the bed and connect to the good. And then I will bless the Creator for the bed that He is awakening in me. Because by that, He is pulling me out of my ego and bringing me eventually to the good.
The first thing from that point of zero to start that, what's the first thing?
That there is none else besides Him and that He is pulling me from the bed.
PT 24. Rav, you said that we need to relate to the Creator each and every detail. All of the details that appear, what is that in each and every moment?
What are you saying? Of course that there is none else besides Him, and the Creator makes and creates and does everything, and so each and every detail in matter and in the spirit, it all comes from Him. And He clarifies, He leads, He pulls this whole creation towards Him. And so there is nothing which is outside of Him. We must not, even for a tiny moment, ascribe any action not to the Creator, but rather, of course, it all emerges from Him. You have no enemies, you have no people who want to love you or hate you. The Creator manipulates everyone. And He's manipulating all of them in order to bring you closer to Him.
PT 31. Is it good and effective for the ten when a friend points to weaknesses or unpleasant states that appear in the ten or in friends? Or always just show greatness?
I didn't understand you. When a friend is pointing at others?
When a friend points to weaknesses he sees in the friends or...
No. Only sometimes we can speak in the presence of these friends in order to help all of us to advance a little bit. But indeed, each one should only show the others a high spirit and the righteousness of the path, of their goal and the inclination.
Good morning, Rav.
Morning.
Which one gives more contentment to the Creator, longing or fulfillment?
Certainly, when we yearn to the Creator in order to bring ourselves closer to Him, not to bring Him closer to us, but to bring ourselves closer to Him, in order to give Him contentment, in order to fill Him with our questions, with our gratitude, then by that we actually fill the Creator's vessel.
So in
as much as we want to receive from Him, specifically from Him, it's like a baby. When he receives from the mother, how much by that he actually fills the mother.
Yes.
So the question is that I don't want to pull Creator into reason, but I myself should go above reason by being in gratitude inside concealment.
Yes, this is true. You said it correctly. This is the state from which we give contentment.
Good morning, Rav. When bad appears to the person and a person recognizes that he comes from the Creator, from none else besides Him, good that does good. So immediately he says to himself that he doesn't want anything for himself, only to bestow to the Creator to be closer to Him. So where is the component of the 10 here? Should he say, don't help me with my problems, I'll manage, just allow me to bestow to my friends, and whatever happens to me, I'll manage? What's the approach?
No, one should not determine it like this and tell the Creator, help me in this, don't help me in that. One should only ask, raise a request, a man, a deficiency, that he wants to be able to support the friends. The friends towards him are the first nine in his partsuf. And this is why he's asking for that, that he will be given forces to support the others. And specifically, when the Creator gives the burdening of the heart and all of these unpleasant things to the person, and the person is able to rise above that and explain to the others and support them and promote the others towards the goal, this is the best work. The best work.
Good morning.
Morgen.
Den Schöpfer für Schmerzen segnen, daraus dann sich annullieren.
Good morning.
Zur Anhaftung zum Schöpfer.
To justify the Creator and then nullify oneself based on that. Does that bring me to adhesion?
Justifying the Creator and bringing myself closer to Him, these are our actions. Those are our actions, all in all, with a single sentence, that in whatever is happening to me, I see the Creator, that there is none else besides Him, and everything that is happening is in order for me to bring myself closer to the Creator, up to adhesion, and there is no more.
Okay, Spain 2. Is there a difference between the suffering before entering the spiritual work and the suffering when a person feels when he's already in spirituality?
When a person is in spirituality, he only has a concern about how to give contentment to the Creator more and more. He's only drawn to that. This is what he sees as his purpose in each and every action, in each and every moment.
Mach 25, please help understand what does it mean to bless the Creator? It's not just gratitude. What does it mean?
Bless the Creator means that I receive from Him every state that He reveals to me, and He always reveals bad states. This is called a creative inclination. He has to open up for me gradually the entire broken vessel of Adam HaRishon. And I have to arrange this vessel correctly and to come closer to Him and see Him as good. And this all depends only on my perspective, on correcting my outlook. That's it. That's my work. I have nothing to change in the world. The world keeps on going as usual. I must change my attitude towards reality, to see in this whole reality only the force of the good. Again, number 4. When one begins to work in a manner where all his actions are for the sake of the Creator, meaning that everything he does is because he wants to bestow upon the Creator and not for his own sake, at that time he comes into states of ascents and descents.
Look how the Creator now, in what He puts us through, He actually reveals to each and every one how to learn these things. And for each one, it's at his level and at his intensity, but that's what He intends for.
Because when faith shines for Him, he is in a state of ascent. That is, he understands that it is worthwhile to work only for the sake of the Creator. Afterward comes the descent, where thoughts come to him. What will I get out of working for the sake of the Creator and not for my own sake? Sometimes the descent he suffers is so deep that he wants to escape the campaign. At that time, the question is, why is it that before he began the work of bestowal, he was always in high spirits, and now he often feels that he is far from the work altogether and does everything by force. But there is a rule. A mitzvah induces a mitzvah. So why did he receive a descent? The answer is that the fact that a person feels that he is in a descent, called a state of evil, a bad state, is also to his best. Or specifically by both, can he be rewarded with help from the Creator? This is the meaning of one must bless for the bad.
What can I add? But there's no more to add. If we want to ever have a spiritual ascent, we have to feel that we're in a spiritual descent. Otherwise, it won't happen. And how our study is all in all how to turn descents into ascents. That's our study.
אולי אנחנו...
Gracias, Rab. La pregunta es, nosotros debemos determinar...
Thank you, Rab. The question is, we have to determine in our states that everything is in wholeness, everything is built from left and right, and according to the quality of the connection of the 10, the attainment of the scrutiny or the depth of the scrutiny is determined.
Yes, the depth of the scrutiny depends on how much we attain the sense of the descent and how much we recognize how the ascent needs to be through connection between us and adhesion with the Creator, and to transform the descent to ascent, because there are no descents or ascents. It's just how we transform the descents to ascents. That's why the Creator says in the beginning, I created the evil inclination. I made it for you in preparation so that you can take it, invert it, and build your spirituality, and thus resemble me in every sense. Because he made a replica out of himself, and through that replica we come from darkness to light. So then we exist both as created beings and also at this state.
Good morning, dear Raf. What is this action of blessing on the bad? What am I doing then when I'm blessing the bad?
That the fact the Creator gives me a descent in different ways and states and darkness and lack of hope, of helplessness and all kinds of things. I see that as an opportunity to come closer to him and ask and demand correction from him so that I'll be connected to all the means that now appear as pushing me away from the Creator. And so that's how I'll be closer to him. Spain too.
Buenos días, querido Rab. Rab, si una
today, the Rav,
decir que los pensamientos,
Rav, if a mitzvah induces a mitzvah,
son una mitzvah,
this means that the thoughts that lead me to a descent are also a mitzvah.
The thoughts that lead me to a descent come from the Creator. There's none else besides him. And on top of all these thoughts, I have to bring correction, that it comes from none else besides him, and he's good that does good, and he just wants me to understand that all the evil that unfolds is for me to want the opposite form, the good form of connection, of adhesion with the friends and the Creator. That's it.
Moscow 1. Да, Раф, спасибо. А вот раскрыть Творца, что это значит? Это вот обнаружить вообще...
To discover the Creator, reveal the Creator. What does that mean? To detect this mechanism, or do we have to work with it and become an experienced user of it?
Right. I have to always try to invert any feeling, bad feeling or understanding, to connection and adhesion between us and the Creator, and thus I gradually come to the understanding of what is all the bad, this machine, this mechanism that works in such a way of darkness and light, revelation and concealment, and thus I advance. All right.
Moshe. Excerpt number 5. Over each act rides the singular form of doing good. One must believe that. In other words, even though the person feels that according to his feeling, this action comes from the Creator, and it is not a favorable action, one should still believe that this action will enable him to attain the good. This is man's work, to believe that it is so, even though he does not understand it, and to give thanks to the Creator for that.
Meaning here we already have an addition, that even though we can't transform the bad feeling to a good feeling, we have to believe that that's how it should be, that it's for the better. Over each action, there is the form of the individual that the single force that overrides it. That only in a person's feeling, this feeling that he believes comes from the Creator, and even though it works badly, he has to believe that this action can cause him to attain the good, and that's the work of the person. So what is the work of the person? To believe that it is so, that even though he doesn't understand it, and he needs to be grateful to the Creator for it. Meaning that all the actions we go through are for our own benefit.
Our sages said, one should bless for the bad as one blesses for the good. In other words, a person must believe that it is for his own good. Otherwise, the Creator would not let him feel those states, since his desire is to do good to the created beings. For this was the thought of creation.
Gracias, Rap. Nosotros buscamos avanzar lo más rápido hacia el Gemar Tikkun.
We want to advance in the fastest way towards the end of correction and attain the connection. How can we jump from one state to another, from ascent to descent, without getting stuck in the present state? What does this kind of advancement depend on?
We have to understand that what's up to us is only to be drawn forward towards connection between us and connection with the Creator. That's basically what lies ahead of us. And what happens on the way should appear as coming from the root of our soul. So there's nothing to choose here. We just need to push forward, and all the disturbances that have to appear on the way are in order for us to connect between us more and more and as much as possible. But there's no choice here. We can't bypass what's ahead of us. We can't jump over that. We just have to go from one connection to the next connection as much as we can. And whatever disturbances arise, they are in order for us to create a more advanced connection above them until we come to the final connection of the final correction. So, we think that we have the ability to choose better states, worse states. No, whatever happens has to happen, and we just need to know that ahead of us there's connection between us. And 7. All right, let's see.
Adam muvan lanu bishtei havchanot, beyeda
Six, we perceive man by two discernments, by knowledge, meaning with the intellect, and by emotion or feeling, meaning what one feels in his heart, whether he's happy or unhappy. These incidents we experience evoke questions in our everyday life. This applies between a person and the Creator, and also between a person and his friend. Between a person and the Creator means that he has complaints that the Creator is not satisfying all his needs. In other words, the Creator should fulfill what the person thinks he needs, because the rule is that the conduct of the good is to do good. And sometimes he complains as though he feels the opposite, that his situation is always worse than that of others, who are at a higher degree than he is. It follows that he is in a state called spies, who slander providence because he doesn't feel that delight and pleasure in his life. And it is hard for him to say, only goodness and grace will follow me all the days of my life. Thus, at that time, he is in a state of spies. Our sages said about that, one must bless for the bad as he blesses for the good. Again, number 7. When a person is poor, deficient, when his observing of Torah and mitzvot is not as it should be, in his mind and also in his heart, he comes to the truth, to the recognition of evil. He sees his true state. And from this, he can be rewarded with filling the deficiency.
Meaning, first of all, to reach the truth, that we have nothing of spirituality, not in our mind, not in our heart, and we don't see the truth, and we ourselves can't advance even just a little step forward towards the goal.
One who has no deficiency, no vessel, has no place in which to receive abundance.
Meaning we have to be sorry, to feel sorrow that I don't have spirituality, that I am incapable. And then from that we can develop.
Therefore, when one has a deficiency, one can receive the filling. And by this, he advances from degree to degree. Otherwise, one remains standing still. However, while along with having a vessel of indigence, one should also be happy with one's share, be rich. If the Creator wants a person to remain in a state of deficiencies, he is content and agrees. For as much as one blesses for the good, one blesses for the bad. One should depict to himself how he would bless the Creator for the abundance, and in the same manner, he should bless for all the recognition of evil that he feels in himself, and nevertheless, always be happy with his share. Women's questions, Moscow 4. Reaching the right suffering, is this an accumulative process from the bodily pains for oneself, or can the prayers bring us closer to the right kind of suffering?
Both prayers and deeds, but mostly what the Creator brings down on us when we begin to see all the disturbances, seemingly disturbances that direct us, and we have to see through these disturbances that it's what directs me on the road. It's like I'm driving on the road, and I want to continue straight, but I can't. There's now a turn, and then it goes up, and then it goes down, and all kinds of twists and turns, and it's not me choosing where to go. It's just the road itself guides me in this fashion, in this manner, and that's what I need to do. I need to go along with the road. And then I also have to learn from the road, which is the Creator guiding me, how I learn what to do on the road. And in each and every moment to relate myself to none else besides Him, good that does good. That whatever happens, even if death is upon you, doesn't matter. I have to relate it, link it to the Creator only. Because a person doesn't know how the Creator instills all kinds of desires in him, and then afterwards, as if there's some years, demands a trial for it and so forth. These things are abstruse to us, not apparent to us, but we have to see reality. That the complete reality.
Yoke free. We see that we continue to go towards high states and low states with the friends and with the group. The low states are much heavier than the high states. How can a person continue to rise higher? It seems like the low states become more difficult. Will it ever be easier?
We have to see our states that's how we have to go, because that's the Creator, the higher providence, that puts these states in front of us, and we didn't choose when to be born, where, by whom, and with what qualities and characteristics and so on. None of that. We don't choose and determine any of that on our own. All we can do in our life is to determine somewhat of a change within us by a better connection with the group and the Creator. And then we accept our path in a more pleasant way, more understandable way, and in a way that leads us to corrections. But in truth, there's not that much for a person to determine besides demanding each and every moment a correction for what appears in him as a deviation from adhesion with the Creator. If I feel in a certain moment in life that I'm not bonded with the Creator through the group, then I must pray. Or I can pray beforehand that it doesn't happen to me. But other than that, there's really not so much to be looking towards. Next.
Woman Hebrew, you said that if a person doesn't feel suffering, he doesn't advance. So what's the path of Torah relative to the path of suffering?
The path of Torah and the path of suffering has to be one path, which is the path of the land, where I combine all my sufferings with the Creator through the group, and then I will welcome the bad or bless the bad as I bless the good, and I will advance both through the negative force and through the positive force toward the Creator. We have in technology, we have a voltage straightener. It comes in a sinusoid, and then we slice from it a rectifier, and then we slice half of it and we use it, or sometimes the other half, or sometimes both halves, like through a Wilson bridge. We rectify the voltage. But that's what we need to do. Whatever comes from the Creator as plus and as minus, it's all for the best because it all enters the end of correction and there's no problem. Or I feel it either good or bad. Rather, I wish to receive the Creator's providence as good, because when I receive it as good, I approach the Creator, I enter this process together with Him, and in this way I reach adhesion, both from the good side and from the bad side.
BT 40. Is it correct to say that during the time of suffering we can bless the Creator for being good that does good only from the knowledge of the purpose of creation?
Yes, but again, I'm telling you, the Creator creates light, forms light and creates the darkness, both for the good and for the bad. He works on us on both sides. So we have no other choice but to relate everything to Him and cleave to Him, both from the good side and from the bad side. Then it turns out that I adhere to Him fully. He gives us now, especially now, all kinds of exercises. They're still not so great, not so essential exercises. All the Kabbalists have gone through such similar exercises and more. And above that, we have to be adhered between us and to the Creator. That's what we need to demand.
USA West 2. In excerpt 4, it's written, while the matter of faith in the Creator illuminates to him, he's in an ascent, meaning that he understands that it's worthwhile to work only for the benefit of the Creator, and later he has a descent that comes. The question is whether the feeling of good or bad is identical to the feeling of ascent and descent before one attains faith.
We need to try, nevertheless, regardless of where we are, even now, we are not yet in the attainment of good who does good. We're not in the force of bestowal. Nevertheless, we need to try and be in such states, play with it, so to speak, because by that we draw the reforming light. So please, as much as you feel bad or you feel a negative influence from all kinds of external sources, believe that it all comes from the Creator, only from Him, that there's no one besides Him, and believe that you need to aim yourselves at those negative sources as towards the positive sources. This is the meaning of blessing over the bad as over the good. But this is inside. This is our internal work. And we need to reconcile ourselves this way, rectify ourselves toward the Creator, the good who does good. But He did, He's doing, and He will do all the deeds. And that's the most correct direction, to accept each and every moment the upper providence.
Next. Moscow 18 group. In excerpt 4 it's written, but there's a rule that a mitzvah drags another mitzvah. We learn that a mitzvah is the implementation of the will of the Creator. How should our prayer need to be in descent, in exile, to not reject everything the Creator gives, but to observe the mitzvah?
We need to try, as we talked about the voltage rectifier, both the positive states and the negative states, we need to straighten them, rectify them, aim them at their source, the Creator, and accept them all as good. In fact, that we're about to discover the world as good, the world is full of light. This is because we are coming to the perception that there is no bad in the world, there's no darkness in the world. Rather, the world is full of light, it's full of bestowal and love and connection, and there's nothing besides that. So if we aim ourselves, if we bring ourselves closer to such a perception, then we approach the corrections. So the main thing for us is to identify in every state the Creator as good.
From PT10, how not to go down to the state of the spies and how to prevent it, because the impression is that they're inside me, ready to attack.
This all depends only on the extent to which I prepare myself. If I see the Creator in every state, and I don't relate to the bad forces, evil forces that can appear before me, then that's how it will be. It's as Baal Sulam writes, gaze your eyes at them and they will turn into a mound or a pile of bones. That's how it will be. So it all depends on how we look at it. If we connect and they look at us in such a way that with our gaze we can cancel all the evil, all of it. Okay.
From PT6, all our current study that everything comes to the Creator is for us to come closer to Him is really felt emotionally. But the part of connection between us is not quite felt or understood. Could you explain how connection between us is the stage that brings us from a bad feeling to justification and adhesion to the Creator?
That's a problem. We still haven't started to connect, and consequently, we haven't started feeling or considering how much the connection between us advances us quickly and correctly. The problem is that there is still no connection between us. There's some nearing, an understanding that we need to work on the connection to discover the goal and the connection between us, but the connection is still not there, and attaining the goal in the connection is still not there. I hope it will happen. The Creator is going to give us more exercises, going to trick us for sure, and they'll probably be more difficult and more beneficial, and we'll advance in this way. I'm not overly excited about it. The important thing is to advance, is to attain during this lifetime the spiritual. In the tents during the Congress, according to the recommendations of Bnei Baruch, on the spiritual team, we will have a virtual congress and also physical meetings. During the congress, we'll work with a friend, whoever we are, if it's a physical gathering or a virtual gathering, and we won't necessarily be with our 10. This will take place both in the physical gatherings and in the virtual rooms. So we have the following question. What can we gain from this action that we're doing in the Congress? What's the reward we can expect from this mixing and intermingling?
The entire desirable result from the convention is connection between us. That's clear. Around the globe, no matter what groups or what languages we're talking, and nothing should separate between us. The main thing is the connection of our hearts, where the heart feels no language, time, or space beyond all the discernments that bring us separation. The main thing for us is to be connected in heart. Hence, we need to really try to define between us an inner connection, so that in this inner connection, we're about to reveal the Creator, which is our goal, not just connection for the sake of connection. There are so many also in our world, all kinds of connections between people and something in every country and every society. We want such a connection in which the Creator will be revealed, that our center, our cause, the reason that we exist, to which we are drawn, Him we reveal, and in Him we exist. And this is what we want to discover. It is clear that there are many disturbances in our work. The evil incarnation and the individual one and the general one, from all kinds of disturbances, envy, lust, honor, whatnot. But we are going in order to invert all these bad vessels that are all revealed in our evil inclination, and to invert them to good. Therefore, we need to hold on together, to scrutinize every state, and to advance this way, to step on it and rise above it. That's it. According to that rule of love covers all crimes. I hope you understand, and if you don't understand, don't be ashamed to ask me about any single thing. Because I feel that all that we're going through, and I will be able to try at least to explain to you as much as possible, that in a way that everyone will understand. Please. That's it. So the convention that is coming in South America is a convention of a good, nice connection in which we rise above the disturbances, above reason, meaning above our ego that's presenting all kinds of obstacles. And then by that, we can that which is truly the source of all the states we go through. Okay.
Thank you, Rav. We have a question.
Maybe
we'll do it during the lesson. We are grateful to you.
Hay que inscribirnos al congreso.
Maybe an announcement to all the friends. You need to sign up to the congress. Let's make sure that in all the tens, everyone is signed up.
Vamos a hacerlos, amigos, porque con eso.
We have the link, as you can see.
Y continuamos en este proceso de alegría.
Let's do it.
Gracias.
Because by that, we're bringing joy. Thank you, friends. Maybe can I have another question, Rav?
Please, no problem, as much as you want.
After many years of working in the permanent tents, Roberto is asking, in this Congress we're going to work, each one wherever he is. Meaning, if I'm in a physical Congress somewhere in Guadalajara, that's going to be the tent I'm working with, and not the tent that I'm working with for years. So the question is, where is the focus of my inner work? For the Congress, I disconnect from the 10 I worked with up till now.
For the sake of the convention, you're working in the center of the convention, which is actually one for us all. Simply one for all. And it's not, doesn't matter if you're in Mexico, Guadalajara, or some other place.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Gracias.
And I'm with you whenever you want in any place you want. Good luck.